morning to all of you. You're listening to Moments of Melody, a five-minute capsule to help you begin your day. Out of this life I shall never take things of silver and gold I make. All that I cherish and hoard away after I leave on earth must stay. And though I have toiled for painting rare to hang on my wall, I must leave it there. And though I call it mine and boast of its worth, I must give it up when I quit this earth. All that I gather and all that I keep, I must leave behind when I fall asleep. And I wonder often just what I shall own in that other land when I pass alone. What shall he find and what shall he see in the soul that answers the call for me? Shall the great judge learn when my task is through that my soul has gathered some riches too? Or shall at last it be mine to find that all I worked for I had left behind? Scriptures at the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 11 and verse 27. And so they came back to Jerusalem, and as Jesus was walking about the temple, the chief priests and scribes and elders came to him and asked him, "What is the authority by which thou doest these things? And who gave thee this authority to do them?" Jesus answered them, "I too have a question to ask. You can tell me the answer, I will tell you in return what is the authority by which I do these things. Whence did John's baptism come, from heaven or from men?" Whereupon they cast about in their minds. "If we tell him it was from heaven," they said, "he will ask us, then why did you not believe him? And if we say it was from men, we have reason to be afraid of the people, for all the people looked upon John as a prophet indeed." They answered Jesus, "We cannot tell." Jesus answered them, "And you will not learn from me what is the authority by which I do these things." One of the first things we learn about Jesus in the Gospels is that he began in his early youth to ask penetrating startling questions. No less than 200 times it's recorded by the evangelist that our Lord taught by the question and answer method. He knew that by thus properly awakening interest and skillfully guiding the discussion, he could bring men to discover by grace the greatest of all truths. Of all the blessed questions Jesus asked of friends and plotting Pharisee, there's one begs for answer yet today. What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?